listening to Blick on Flicks with Jacob Clark Blickenstaff, brought to you by the National Science Teachers Association. Today's episode, Science and Engineering on the Orient Express.
You know, there is something about a tangle of strangers pressed together for days with nothing in common but the need to go from one place to another and never see each other again. I see evil on this train. A passenger has died.
Agatha Christie's classic mystery has been adapted for film and television several times since its publication in the 1930s. Probably the most well-known film was released in 1974, starring Albert Finney as Belgian detective Hercule Poirot. Though not as famous as Sherlock Holmes, Poirot is a fictional detective who actors like to adapt to their own strengths. Kenneth Branagh took his turn directing and starring in the latest version. Branagh gathered serious acting talent, including Johnny Depp, Michelle Pfeiffer, Judi Dench, Penelope Cruz, Willem Dafoe, and Derek Jacobi. Poirot, who sports a distinctive mustache, describes himself as the best detective in the world. He is invited by police around the world to come and help with their most difficult cases. The film opens with Poirot solving a mysterious theft in Jerusalem, thereby preventing a religious conflict. Exhausted from that challenge, he hopes for a quiet train journey to Paris on the luxurious Orient Express. Poirot gets the last berth on the train when a ticketed passenger does not show up. He joins a wealthy American rug merchant, Edward Ratchet, played by Depp, Princess Dragomirov, Judi Dench, Carolyn Hubbard, Pfeiffer, and 10 other interesting characters. Not far into the journey, Ratchet, fearing for his life, approaches Poirot to ask for help. Poirot refuses the job, as he will not work for a man he does not trust. That night, an avalanche derails the train. The next morning, Ratchet is found dead in his berth with 12 stab wounds in his chest. The lack of a struggle suggests that Ratchet was unconscious before he was stabbed, and Poirot notes the smell of a sleep aid called barbitol in the coffee that had been delivered the night before. As is usually the case in murder mysteries, everyone is a suspect, and each character takes a turn as the most likely killer. In case some readers are unfamiliar with the resolution, I won't give any more details away here, but if you've seen other versions of the story, you may still be surprised by the conclusion to this film. The Orient Express was a real set of train routes that ran between Paris and Istanbul or Constantinople from the 1880s through the end of the 20th century. Different companies ran trains on different routes, but the endpoints were consistent. For the vast majority of the Orient Express's existence, steam locomotives pulled the train over mountain passes and through long tunnels. It was a significant feat of engineering to get train tracks through such difficult terrain, and we see both bridges and tunnels in the film. Steam power gives teachers a chance to talk about energy conversion and some of the striking properties of water. A steam engine converts the chemical energy of a fuel, typically wood or coal, into the kinetic energy of the train by heating water past its boiling point and making steam. Expanding steam pushes pistons that drive the wheels. Water is an amazingly good substance to use for this because it stores a huge amount of energy in the conversion from liquid to gas. It takes a lot of fuel to heat water and make it change phase from liquid to gas. In chemistry, we say that water has a large latent heat of vaporization. That means that when steam changes back into liquid, a lot of energy is released. Every stroke of a steam engine causes some of the steam to change back into liquid water as it gives up its thermal energy to the motion of the piston. Steam locomotives pulled trains from the early 1800s all the way up to the 1970s when they were replaced globally by diesel-electric engines. All you need to keep a steam train going is a supply of wood or coal and water for the boiler. Old westerns often show the water tower next to the railroad tracks where trains would refill their tanks. The abundance of wood and coal, the flexibility of fuels, and the simplicity of the engine all contributed to its longevity. Trains in the United States switched to diesel fuel a bit earlier than other countries because of large desert areas in the southwestern states. I recently learned about a resource produced by Tufts University called Novel Engineering. The idea is that characters in books often have problems that could be approached with an engineering framework. Characters in the story are then the clients, who we imagine approach students looking for a solution. In Murder on the Orient Express, for example, the train was derailed far from the nearest town. The train is stuck on a trestle over a large ravine and about to enter a tunnel. How can the snow be removed, and how can the train be put back on the tracks without heavy equipment such as a bulldozer or a crane? Students would have to work with some challenging constraints to propose and test solutions. I like this way of linking literacy with engineering design. I also like the expectation that students work together to decide what problems the characters need to have solved, as well as collaborating on the solutions. Novel engineering includes examples across a wide range of grade levels, from early elementary through high school. Teachers can connect class topics like energy conversion, the properties of water, and engineering design to the latest adaptation of Murder on the Orient Express.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website, www.nsta.org, and search for Blick on Flicks.